Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
I'm so excited today to have with me as my special guest on Connected, Apostle Larry Hutto, and he is the Apostle of Restore Ministries, and his wife, Pastor Robin Hutto, the pastor of Living Waters Fellowship. And where is that located again?
Barnwell, South Carolina.
Praise God. And we so appreciate you both, a part of Revival Fellowship International, of course, with Dr. John Polis and Dr. Rebecca Polis being the presiding apostles over that organization. And tell us for just a moment where the location of your church is at.
We're at 2269 Ashley Road in Blackville, South Carolina, rural community, beautiful place.
Praise God. And stay tuned. We're going to be back with Apostle Larry Hutto and his wife, Pastor Robin Hutto of Living Waters Fellowship in just a moment.
Those followers of Jesus, distressed and discouraged, thought Jesus had left them in a bind. They had given up everything to follow in his ways. Now he had gone and left them all behind. So they went back to fishing, but this time spend a lot of time and didn't catch a thing. Then early the next morning, they saw Jesus standing by. He said, "Friends, throw your net on the other side.
On the other side, you will find abundance. On the other side, blessings overflow.
Just follow my instructions and you won't regret a thing.
Wait until you see what's on the other side."
As I tried to follow Jesus, sometimes I'm discouraged. The daily trials and troubles weigh me down. The more I seek to do his will and follow in his ways, the more Satan tries to steal the peace I found. But I'm gonna keep on fishing for the souls of men. I want to be faithful to the end. 'Cause early every morning, when I look to him to guide, he says, "Wait until you see what's on the other side.
On the other side, you will find abundance. Blessings overflow.
Just follow my instructions and you won't regret a thing.
Wait until you see what's on the other side.
Just follow his instructions and you won't regret a thing.
Wait until you see what's on the other side."
This month, with your love gift of $15 or more, your glorious turnaround featuring Pastor Keith Collins.
God would hear the cry of a man or a woman or a small group of people, and he would respond, and then there would be this unusual moving of God's Spirit that goes beyond the ability of man, to where there's a sovereignty that takes place, and everything that begins to happen has to be attributed to the hand of God. But it always commences with people that begin to say, God, give us more, Lord. Mm-hmm. Reveal your glory in the midst of this generation. And we become, as the people of God, we become jealous for the glory of the Lord to be restored.
If you're hungry for a personal revival, this is for you. Your Glorious Turnaround with the Colossinos and Pastor Keith Collins. Yours with your love gift at HeesAlive.net or He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.
I'm back with my special guest today, Apostle Larry Hutto, and he is the presiding apostle over Restore Ministries, and of course his wife is with him as well, via phone conversation from South Carolina, Pastor Robin Hutto, and she is the senior pastor of Living Waters Fellowship. And I'm looking forward to this awesome conversation with them today, and she's going to be sharing her testimony, how God miraculously healed her. God bless you both, and welcome to this edition of Connected.
Well, we thank you, brother. It's a wonderful opportunity when we get to share our testimony. You remember Philemon, I believe it's verse 6, Paul wrote to him, he said that the sharing of your faith may come effective by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So the purpose of this, so that this will be effective for all those who are listening, is we want to share the good things that has happened to my wife in Christ Jesus. So I'll let her begin to tell you this incredible event in her life.
Praise God. And Pastor Robin Hutto, the senior pastor of Living Waters Fellowship, welcome to today's edition of Connected, and let's share at this time with the listening audience about what God did in your life.
Well, I would love to do that. The scripture that comes to my mind is Psalms 118:17, where it says, I will not die, but I will live, and I will proclaim the good things the Lord has done for me. I will recount his illustrious acts. So that's what I'm doing today, is just telling the good things that God has done in my life.
Praise God, praise God. Let me just pause for just a moment and say to the folk that are out there listening, if you do not believe in modern-day miracles, when Pastor Robin begins to share her testimony, God's going to change your mind. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 4, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders, and different kinds of miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Let's hear that awesome testimony.
In Thanksgiving of 2013, I developed a cough and was very tired, and I had always been a very healthy person, and all of a sudden I was very tired all the time, and went through the holidays and just thinking it was a cold and I would get, but then January of 2014, I started the process of going to a doctor. I had declared the word of God and had not received my healing, so I thought, well, I'm going to have to go to a doctor and get some help. And so after going through several tests and blood work done, they couldn't figure out what it was. So then we started the process of going to all different kinds of doctors. We went to hematologists finally, and they did all kinds of tests, trying to find out what was wrong with me. My hands in February had gone numb during an ice storm that we had, and I was in constant pain in my feet. My hands were numb, and during March and April, I slept probably 20 hours a day, and I was someone that was very active. My hemoglobin, they found out, was 12, and that's very high. Your hemoglobin should be much lower than that.
Okay. Continue with your conversation.
Well, Monday night we had a special prayer meeting at our church because I had been so sick. And that's when I got the verse Psalms 118:17. And when I got that scripture, I was so excited because it said I would not die, but I would live. But of course, I was thinking that at that time that I would just get better, but I didn't. I just continued to get worse. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, what happened here, brother, is she was so weak and fatigued, she was sleeping 20 hours a day, and she was in and out of an unconscious state. And we went to the specialist after specialist, and there was just all the tests were negative, and no one knew. So what we did, and this is important that everybody, that you really get this, she lay on the bed or on a recliner, and I lay beside her, and I read the Word of God to her 8 to 10 hours a day out loud.
Mm.
We went through Dr. John Polis' School of Faith. We read every healing book of the great men of faith, and we literally, please hear what I'm saying. We literally stayed in the, I would wake her up. She would be in unconscious state, and I would wake her up, and I would make her confess the Word of God. And she was just, her life was just ebbing away. And I'd wake her up and make her confess the Word of God, and she would confess the Word of God. And Brother Timothy, we literally, sir, did that 8, 10, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. For months.
Praise God.
I would not let her die.
Let me say this at this moment for all of those that are listening here in Maryland, to West Virginia, and Pennsylvania, the tri-state area, as well as going across the internet at he'salive.net around the world. We so appreciate Apostle Hutto and his wife, Pastor Robin, because we know that they are folk of credential and credibility and great character and integrity. And every word that they are saying right now, we have heard this testimony before from others. It is word for word the truth. And we just thank God that miracle signs and wonders are happening in this modernistic, contemporary, intellectual age that we are living in. And I believe great signs and wonders are going to continue to happen until Jesus Christ comes. Tell us more about what happened during the exact moment of the miracle healing.
We had been to the hematologist and cancer center. They told us that she had the highest Rh factor that anyone had ever been in the cancer center. They were unable to diagnose anything. They were preparing to send us to Mayo Clinic. They did a test on her. They called us and said get her to the hospital immediately. We went to the hospital. She was in the hospital for 2 weeks. Within 48 hours of dying with the vasculitis and acute renal failure, they aggressively attacked this with bags, IV bags of prednisone and Rituxan. She was on hemodialysis and plasmapheresis. This was pretty cool, Brother Timothy. She was in the room. People were dying on the floor where we were. Several people died. It was a critical place. We played healing scriptures around the clock. The nurses would come in and stand in our room. A verse that people have to remember that we had on there was Hebrews 13, verse 5 in the Amplified. It says, "And God himself said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down. Relax my hold on you, assuredly not." So she was constantly on hemodialysis, plasmapheresis, and in 14 days of intensive work, her kidneys started responding. So they sent us home to do peritoneal dialysis. That ended in July. And to cut this long story short, it's so long, it's such a miraculous thing. The doctors were amazed. The doctors told us in his office, he said, "I'm putting her on a miracle regimen."
Mm.
I turned to the nurse. I said, "As a witness, what did he just say?" And she laughed. She said, "He said he was putting you on a miracle regimen." That was in August, September. He told us the last time we saw him, her kidneys are regenerating so quickly that he didn't believe the test results and figured it out by hand. And when he got through, he said, "They have told me in medical school all my life that kidneys cannot regenerate, but your kidneys have regenerated 83%.
Praise God, praise God. And we rejoice with you and this miracle healing that took place. And, of course, you being the apostle of Restore Ministries. You preached that message that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change, and there is nothing too hard for him to do. Pastor Robin and Apostle Larry, we know that Scripture says in the book of Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word to heal them and to give them deliverance from all destruction. But yet we know in 1 Peter 2:24, the Bible says, who his own self bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead unto sin, might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Where is past tense? We've already been healed. We just have to see ourselves healed. Isn't that right?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, praise God. We so are enjoying this testimony. Stay tuned. We're going to be back with Apostle Larry Hutto and his wife, Pastor Robin Hutto, the senior pastor of Living Waters Fellowship. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm back with my special guest today on Connected, Apostle Larry Hutto. He is the presiding apostle over Restore Ministries, and of course his wife is with him, Pastor Robin Hutto, the senior pastor of Living Waters Fellowship. And we so appreciate her testimony and the miracle healing that God has given to her. What would you both say to those that are listening out there today that are looking for their miracle healing?
Well, what I would say is you have to get in the Word, and you have to find God's Word for you. Read every scripture that you can find on healing, but there'll be one that just speaks to your heart, and it will be what you have to hold on to in the middle of the storm that you're in, but it'll take you safely through.
Praise God. And Apostle Larry?
Yes, there was a credible verse that changed our life in Mark 5, verse 36, in the Amplified. It's Jairus, and Jesus is going back to his house, and you know the woman gets healed, and they come to Jairus while Jesus is there and tell him that she's dead. And your Amplified says this, talking about Jesus, it says, overhearing but ignoring what they said, Jesus said to Jairus, don't be seized with alarm nor struck with fear, only keep on believing. You have to stay in faith.
Praise God. And, of course, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I like what Kenneth E. Hagin said several years ago. I'm referring to Papa Hagin. He said, faith reaches out into the future and reels in the unrealities of hope, bringing them into the now tense to make it faith is now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all of the listeners out there right now, just place your hand toward your radio right now as the point of contact, and through the law of contact and transmission, when we begin to pray, what's on the inside of us is going to come into you through the prayer of agreement. I'm going to ask you both now to take us to the Lord in prayer by turn, and as you do that, let's just ask God for the miracle healings for the listening audience.
Okay, I'm not just going to pray for you. I'm going to heal. I'm going to release healing in your life.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 28 says specifically that disease can only exist in the curse. And Deuteronomy 28 mentions every disease mentioned in Scripture and every disease mentioned in the world. But I want to tell you, if you're in Christ, you are redeemed from the curse. Therefore, sickness and disease cannot exist in you. Therefore, be healed, be redeemed right now in Jesus' name.
Praise God. And Sister Robin.
Father, I just thank you right now that it is your will to heal everybody. And Lord, I pray that they would just get a hold of that. And Lord, I thank you that it is by your stripes that we were already healed. Lord, we just have to hang on to it, hold on to it, and never let go. And we just thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Praise God. And if you have been healed today by listening to today's edition of Connected, we want to hear back from you. You can leave your testimony online at hesalive.net. That's hesalive.net. Or you can phone us up during regular business office hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 301-895-3292, and tell somebody on the other end of the line that you just got healed. God bless you, and we so appreciate our special guest today on Connected, Apostle Larry Hutto, the presiding apostle over Restore Ministries, and also his wife, Pastor Robin Hutto, the senior pastor of Living Waters Fellowship. God bless you both. And again, before we go off the air today, give us the address of your church in case some folk that are listening in that area over the internet would like to come.
Okay, we call it Amazing Church, Living Amazing God, Amazing Church for the Amazing Life. Living Waters Fellowship, 2269 Ashley Road, Blackville, South Carolina. Thank you.
Praise God. Well, God bless you, and thank you for listening into today's edition of Connected, and we'll be back tomorrow the same time.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.